dun.
Bum, bum, bum.
Hello. Welcome.
I almost did the Bluey intro. I don't even know why I almost did that. Welcome back. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Yami. And we are your mom besties. Thank you for joining us in another episode of Moms in the Trenches.
In the Trenches.
Michaela, how you feeling?
Yes, thank you for joining us. I don't really have a word for what I'm feeling. I think I'm preparing, like, not really numb, but just kind of preparing for the extracurricular boom that's about to happen in my life. T-ball, like, practices starting soon, and then T-ball season
starting soon. Our practice is starting. We already have, like, the group chat going, and we're already ordering uniforms for next season. It is fast approaching. I need the distraction.
It is, which I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to it because I get very anxious about being busy, but I love being busy. Like, I feel you. When being busy centers around my kids and watching them do something like that they enjoy.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
It's going to be a busy time. And I'm kind of mentally preparing myself for it. But
I'm just ready for warmer weather, child. I love baseball, so I'm glad that we're doing T-ball again because that's like my favorite sport. Typical Puerto Rican over here. So I'm ready for warmer weather. I'll tell you what, the first thing that's going on this grill once it warms up is that stupid groundhog.
Oh my gosh, Punxsutawney. Leave Punxsutawney alone.
No, we got beef because what is this? It's been
Punxsutawney doesn't control the weather.
It has
though.
Been he just, snowing he just has in to tell Tennessee. Us what it I is. Thought when you lived in the South, you rarely got seasons. And we've had all the seasons. And the kids have been out of school for like a week. And
this is true.
It's just wild. So today we are going to be talking about one of the least favorite things about the cold is that you get sick, and we've been dealing with some sicknesses, some stuffy noses, there's like a child, if you're not in America right now, how lucky are you? But there's like a measles outbreak in Texas and I think New Mexico or something.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. I thought measles was like a thing of the past, but
I thought so too. But you know, like, we can get into, you know, the whole vaccine debate at another time.
Yes. That's going to be spicy.
I definitely did not think that this was something that would come back up in 2025. Because when you say 2025, we're in the future. Like, yes. When people talked about the future, this is it.
Yeah.
So this is not something that I specifically thought would be an issue, but here we are.
Yep.
Here it is.
Yep. Prayers up if you're dealing with some stuff, but I'm ready to move past, you know, I'm not ready for the bugs. That's the only thing I don't like about warm weather, but everything else I'm ready for. Like, I'm over this cold and this situation. AJ's getting over an ear infection right now. Aria has had this cough for like 2 weeks. She's not spiking any fevers, but she was spiking fevers. It's just been a lot in the Bishop household recently. So
yeah, I was gonna say Carolina was
that
sick
we're talking
too.
About sickness today.
Yeah, Carolina was sick, but her, like, you know, she missed. I kept her from dance one of the weeks just because she was coughing so hard, and it wasn't like she had a runny nose or anything. It was just like her cough was just so harsh that I was like, she could barely get a sentence out without like breaking out in cough.
Oh,
so I was like, it wouldn't be good for me, like, to be like, well, you know, you need to go. Like, She's two, almost mm-hmm. three. So, yeah. No, like, it's fine. So, yeah, we stayed home from that. Zion hasn't really had anything. He had a small cough. And then I don't know if we want to get into the man cold or whatever it is that Dakota has, but he's been sick. And
Dakota's been what has Dakota been sick with? Let's keep it a buck. What has he been sick with?
The real question is, what is he not? mainly, the biggest thing was a sore throat this time. But like, I used to get strep twice a year when I lived in Mississippi, and it was just, it did not look like any kind of strep in his throat. But yes, he just had like a sore throat.
So is he like the kind that like, is he like the kind that like self-diagnoses?
Oh, big time.
So he doesn't like actually go to a doctor or no, anything or urgent no, care I or can't, anything.
I can't remember the last time he's like been to the doctor for being sick. Like, he's just not that person. But I just don't want to bash him on the podcast for real. You know,
The man cold is a thing. The man cold is a thing. I don't know why they're like this. Like, I feel like we get sick and we're still pretty productive. And like, guys, like, and I know this from experience. Like, when I was growing up, like, we would get sick and my mom, you know, everybody would get sick in the house sometimes. And my mom was like, go, go, go. And my dad was over here, like, actively dying. Even though we all had the same symptoms and, the man cold is a thing. It's very annoying. We will be talking about weaponized incompetence at a different time. But I will say, though, in defense of the main man in my life, my husband does have an autoimmune disease. So he pushes through a lot. Because mm-hmm. he's such a hard worker, and I sometimes wish he wouldn't. I wish he would rest. But this past week, he actually took both kids to the pediatrician without me because I couldn't get off work. And
that's a huge accomplishment, right?
I know, like props.
Especially
to him.
When I first met you, you were like, he's never taken both kids to the store. So
no, and he still won't. Like, if he goes to the grocery store, he typically goes with AJ. But yeah, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, we needed to take. AJ said his ear hurt, which was huge because he, for a long time, was nonverbal. So the fact that mm-hmm. he was able to tell us, hey, my ear hurts, you know, we honored that. And turns out he had like the beginning stages of an ear infection. So she went ahead and gave him antibiotics to kind of nip it in the bud. But yeah, it was so short notice. And Alex was like, okay, you call the pediatrician and let me know what time and I'll take him. So my man. But Alex is not so much like the man cold. He's like, sometimes he's the opposite. Like, sometimes he's like pushes through and then it annoys me. Like, I'm like, bro, like, you clearly have a fever. Like, you need to call out or you need to leave early or whatever. And so I feel like that's almost equally annoying as the man cold. Because you want them to get better. You know what I'm saying?
You want them to get better, yeah. My thing is like, sometimes I feel like Dakota does things that are the opposite of helping you get better. like the best way to describe it, and he knows I feel this, but like, he'll be like, oh, there's a bunch of mucus in my chest. So then he'll try to cough all this mucus out, but I'm like, while you're coughing it out the way that you're doing it, he'll be like, oh, I coughed up blood. Do you think maybe it's because you strained your body to like try to get it out? I don't know. So
my husband is like, he's a pharmacy technician, for those that don't know. So obviously he's very knowledgeable in medicines and dosages and things like that. But he's actually like, I wouldn't say he's anti-medicine, but he's definitely more like, oh, you should try drinking some tea or whatever. And
that's Dakota.
It to me, it's like blah. Like it tastes like garbage water. Like leave me. Like, I don't want.
Okay, I wouldn't say that. I do like tea, and I do like when we were searching for when I say we, but really me. When I was searching for a pediatrician for really Zion, mm-hmm. When I was pregnant with him, I was like, I want a doctor who isn't gonna push medicine so much. Like who's just gonna be more like, oh, have you tried this? Have you done this first? You know, whatever. Or their doctor, their pediatrician is really good about like, I will put this in, mm-hmm. and if you need it, it's there for you.
Yeah.
But if you don't, like, you know, that kind of thing.
I love when they do that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that approach. And I'm not the first to be like, oh, like, I don't really take Tylenol. I don't really take, like, ibuprofen. The only times that I really do is, like, if I get my hair done, I know my scalp is going to hurt. So, like, I don't really, like, my mom has come over and be like, do you have any ibuprofen? I'm like, no. Like, I have some for the kids, but, like, for me, it's just hit or miss. Like, I don't know if I have any.
Child, that's crazy.
I'm just not good with. I know. I'm just not good with, like,
well, medicine. you're also still in your 20s. I feel like once you hit your 30s, it's like, you know, you sleep wrong and your back hurts and you have to pop an ibuprofen to, you know, be able to go to work. Like,
to, yeah, be able to function yeah. and
so
stuff.
So you still got time, child.
I'll enjoy it. for my last year, I'll enjoy it. But, yeah, Dakota is very... Yeah, it's not like an anti-medicine because he will take like in the bathroom right now. There's a cup and he definitely took Dayquil mm-hmm. at some point.
Yeah,
but it's like very sparse. Like I think he has to hit a certain point and then he's like, okay, I'm miserable. Mm. Now I'll finally take medicine. But he's been making like,
but that's so annoying when they do that. Like Alex does the same thing. Like. And then he'll, like, try to explain it and be like, well, really, if you take Tylenol...
And all you hear is, wah, wah.
Like, I unsubscribe, I go ahead and skip that ad, like, ain't nobody got time for, like, just take it so that it... Because sometimes it's, like, it's really about me, like, I want to know that you took... It'll make me feel better if you take something, even if you don't think it's gonna work. You know, like
yeah,
because it breaks my wifey and mommy heart. You know what I mean? But I'm also like dating. I'm very much dating that like white guy that like doesn't wear a coat even if it's cold out. Like I have to remind him.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I know. Child.
Does he wear flip flops sometimes outside?
No,
when it's cold.
Not when it's cold. No, he's not like that. But yes, I have to remind him. Like you know, like some even if it's really really quick and it's just he's going out to like walk the dog or something like. I'm like, bro, like, I don't care if just you get sick on. So much as you bring something in and get the kid sick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just layer up. Like, layer your clothing. Like,
yeah, it used to really piss me off in college when it'd be, like, really cold and I'm walking to class and I'd see somebody in shorts and maybe, like, sometimes flip-flops, sometimes gym shoes, and then a coat. In a fat coat at that, mm-hmm. not like a little light coat, but like a big heavy coat.
But then like, with the shorts, it kind of like
legs not get cold.
See, one of my brother-in-laws, he's very much that guy on campus that even if it's 30 or 40, he'll wear shorts and
see. A hoodie. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't do that. I think with Dakota, it's. I always tell him, like, if he goes out and he hangs out with his friends, he comes home at 1 in the morning, I tell him, like, I don't care if you go out, but you still have to be a parent in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And talk sometimes about it. I feel like, sometimes I do feel like the burden is more on the default parent, usually moms, where it's like, okay, even though I'm sick, I still have to take care of the household. Mm-hmm. And then even when the household is sick, I'm taking care of the household mm-hmm. and everybody in it. And so preach. I think sometimes I know like he does get on to me like you don't check on how I am and da 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 da. And I'm like, that's because when you fall short or you're down, like I have to pick up everything else. Yeah. And so in my mind, it's like, you're grown. Like, if it's a kids, I'm kind of over the top with my kids. Like, I'm like, for oh, sure. My gosh, let me fix you a spot on the couch. Let me turn on your favorite show. Let me, like, put the humidifier. Like, I do all of that. Because they can't do that for themselves. And I really feel like my mom did that a lot when we were kids. Like, I remember being, when I got my gallbladder out, even, like, I was living with her. And when I got back, like, she had a whole setup on the couch. She had the heating blanket. She had, aww, like, a whole car to keep track of, like, when I took my medicines. Everything. So I'm kind of like that with my kids, but with him I'm more like, okay, you're an adult. Like, if you need me to go to the store and get you something, I will go to the store and get you something. But that bedside manner I'm missing with him, and I'm working on it, like, actively. But I think there is sometimes a resentment of like, man, I can't be down.
You can't. Even yeah, yeah. I'm,
yeah,
no, we don't get to do it, that. Like, no.
Yeah, somebody needs me. The dishes need to be done. You're still asking me what we're gonna have for dinner, and I'm over here like, I don't even have an appetite, just worry about the kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know. So it's, I'm working on it. I know that it's an issue with me, and I know that something that he needs from me is more like, how are you feeling, how are you doing. So, like, so far I think I've done well, like, better. I've checked on him, I've asked him, are you doing better? I just hate it when he's sick.
I know, you almost like rather like the kids be sick, because it's they're kids and you can baby them, but it's like, it's hard to
and it's an more adult. Controlled.
Like, yeah. Also, like the kids are gonna, you know, the kids are gonna listen to you. Like, if you tell the kids, you know, take their medicine, yes, or it's time to do this, where it's like with your husband, you know, they're an adult. And you know, and to me it's the most annoying when it's like you're not feeling well and you're not taking medication, but then you keep complaining that you don't
complaining.
Feel
complaining. Yeah. Yes, that's my thing. Like, I don't feel good. Oh,
did you take something?
So sick.
No. Oh. Nothing's gonna work.
Want me to fix you some Theraflu? No, yeah. I'm okay. But then sit there and moan and complain. I'm like, this is not,
I mean, I get it, because I want to be like, I want to, everybody likes to be babied, you know what I mean? Everybody likes to feel like they're being taken care of. So, like, I get where it stems from, but if it's the kids, then obviously we gotta push through, because, and sometimes the kids, like, they're so, like, it's almost unfair that they can have 103 fever, and at least my children, they can be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, I was about to say, the thing with kids, though, is kids, 9 times out of 10, at least from what I've, like, friends who've posted and whatnot, kids are very resilient.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget, I had an old coworker tell me, like, kids are resilient. Kids are, you know, adaptable, right? Whereas adults, it's just kind of like, I don't know. For me, it's more just like, you are an adult.
Yeah, I get
it's,
that.
It's hard. I'm choosing my words very wisely, because I'm trying not to come off as insensitive and, you know, like a horrible wife.
I don't think you're a horrible wife. I think, you know, it's also like, it's kind of like with the love languages. Like, you gotta speak their love language, and when they're sick, like, how do they want? You know, it's different. Yeah. Like, with you, the approach might be a little bit more harsh, because that's how you are as a person. Like, but with him, it might be he wants to be catered to and stuff, which is not, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, there's, if we're all sick and the kids are sick, like, I need you to pull it together a little bit, you know, let's get through the day, let's get these dosages, let's keep them hydrated, all that stuff, you know what I mean?
I think the hardest part for me, the part that I'm trying not to, like, I don't want it to sound like, you know, it's just the fact that I feel like whenever, especially Dakota's sick, I have to pick up so much more.
And you don't feel like sometimes that's like not the same case if the shoe was on the other foot. Because that's how I feel sometimes, too.
Yeah, and it's not all the time. Like, I feel like this time he's really done really well with still just keeping up with activities and hanging with the kids. And, you know, like, he'll still fix them, like, lunch or something. So I really feel like this time around has been different. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same every time.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of times when it is, I guess, a worse sickness or something that I'm like, okay. Or, I mean, even sometimes, like, I won't even say that I'm feeling sick. I'll just handle everything because I'm like, I don't even want to hear it. Like, or my sister, I love her. I love my sister to death and my brother. But, like, we used to just be like, oh, don't tell so-and-so that you're sick because then they're going to start feeling these symptoms. All of a sudden, they're going to start feeling these symptoms. And then the world's just going to be, like,
a hypochondriac situation.
Like. Yes. Yes. And so sometimes I develop that mentality, like, okay, I'm not feeling well. I'm just going to sneak me a little Theraflu at the end of the day if it's that serious. And just try to work through it because I don't want anybody else to come up to me and be like, oh, now I'm not feeling well. What were your symptoms? Oh, I'm starting to feel this way. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
If it comes naturally, then I know that it's something that's bothering you.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I feel that. Alex and I are so, like, in tune a lot that I don't even sometimes I don't even have to, like, tell him, like, he can see it in my face. Like, I'm such a, I wear my heart on my sleeve a lot. And when it comes to, like, my husband specifically, like, I don't really feel like I need to, you know, not say certain things or whatever. Especially if I'm not feeling well. Like, sometimes I'll even tell him, like, oh, my period's about to come. Or I can feel my period coming. I need you to make me a steak. Or... You know, that's just like our dynamic. So it's definitely interesting when I'm the one that's not feeling good. But he's pretty good about babying me. The initiative portion, I feel like we could. I mean, there's room for improvement, you know, on a lot of the things. But for the most part, though, I feel like. Even though I don't technically get to be sick, right? Because even if I'm not feeling well, like, I still gotta do... I think he's definitely gotten a lot better about letting me, I guess, have my moment. You know, if I'm not feeling well, like, I'm like, I don't want to go to work. And sometimes he'll say, well, you know, maybe you can leave early, or if you really don't want to go, you don't have to. And, you know, to me, sometimes it's not even about calling out or whatever. It's just about the fact that I know that you got it. You know, like, if I miss my shift and I don't get that money, then you're going to pick up a shift to make up for it. You know what I mean? Sometimes I do
appreciate Dakota a lot for those moments, because it's always like, oh, well, I don't know if I have this. Okay, well, you know, we'll figure it out. Or I get paid on this day, like, it's no biggie, like,
yeah,
you know, we'll figure it out. So he's very good about that. And
I just don't like when they suggest, like, especially Alex, like, I don't like when he suggests, like, homeopathic stuff, or like I said, tea. Or, you know, have you drank water today? Which he doesn't do that much anymore, but he used to when I was younger and I didn't hydrate like I was supposed to.
It's so funny you say that, because, like, we literally earlier, Carolina was crying and stuff. And she's like, I'm not feeling good. She's just been saying that a lot. So we have to, like, really sit down with her and be like, what's going on? Like, can you point to what's not feeling, like, why you're not feeling well? Is it your, like, what hurts? She'll be like, it's my head or something. So, but she was saying, like, I'm not feeling good. So Dakota was like, well, baby, you haven't drank any water today. You need to drink some more water.
I'm not opposed.
Well, I don't know. She really didn't drink a lot of water today, but, like, she drinks, they don't really drink, like, the kids don't really drink juice like that anymore. It's usually just, like, chocolate milk and water. That's it. And, I don't know. It was just so funny he said that. And I was just like, why?
He's preparing her for whenever she has her boyfriend tell her the same thing.
Right. But the thing is, I'm not opposed to homeopathic stuff. Like, I really did get into, like, essential oils and all that. Like, I even have a diffuser next to my desk, and I just, like, do the ones that say that they help with focus and whatnot. So I'm not opposed to it. It's just, I think once you hit a certain threshold, I'm like, you know what? I trust science. And I'm like, I will take the medicine. I think science has proven that, you know, if I have a headache,
I'm gonna take some time. Yeah, like, yeah. Listen, I ain't got no shame. I'm always hoping that, you know, if I do go, which I don't really go to the doctor, I'm trying to be better this year about, you know, getting like a primary care and, you know, getting my stuff checked out, my cholesterol and all that other adult stuff that adults do. whenever I go and I'm really not feeling well, I'm always hoping they give me the good stuff.
Oh my gosh. I'll never forget you being like, they didn't give me more. What was it? When we went to the hospital, the ER for your arm.
They didn't give me like painkillers or whatever. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Which I was hoping, because my elbow looked like it was legit out of place, and it ended up being fractured, even though initially they told me there was no fracture. And yeah, I was over here, I was hoping that they would give me the good stuff, like,
because you went to like what, physical therapy, and you were like, oh, they didn't give me any more.
I know, like, which is crazy. I mean obviously we can talk about the racial disparities in healthcare at a different time, but I feel like as people of color, we rarely get the good stuff. You know, like, when I got my wisdom teeth pulled, I got Percocet for the first time. And, child, that was great. That was the best sleep I've ever gotten. I was also childless, so it was...
Yeah.
I was just able to sleep it off. I mean, it was dangerous. Like, I was like, wow, I can see why people, like, you know, abuse this. But, bro, it was great.
I had the opposite reaction, so... Like I said, I got my gallbladder out, and I was switching between, I want to say it was like ibuprofen, and I can't remember if it was Oxy or Percocets, because when I got my wisdom teeth out, I think I had one or the other. Mm-hmm. But I remember when I got my gallbladder out, I would take one and literally just sit there and be like, I am high out of my mind. And I distinctly remember being like, I'm going to go to sleep. And I just slept the entire time after I took my medicine, because I was like, I don't like the way this makes me feel. And I'm pretty sure with that one, after like 5-6 days, I was like, okay. And I just dumped the rest in the toilet and I flushed it, because I was like, I hate the way this makes me feel. I cannot handle this.
Really? I felt so relaxed. I've never felt more relaxed. Like, and I haven't gotten any prescription like that, you know, since, really, like, not even after childbirth and stuff, which is crazy. yeah, man, like that was my first experience with like Percocet, was when I got my wisdom teeth pulled a few, like, almost over a decade ago. And yeah, man. That was great. That was a great, great sleep. I couldn't do it now. Obviously, I'm a parent, and I feel I need to be able to function. I can't just be a zombie, right? But yeah, I'm always, whenever I something happens, I'm like, man, I hope they give me some good stuff, because that was the best sleep I've ever gotten.
Yeah. So when you're sick, or when you're... For our listeners, like, if they need any ideas of what to do, new parents or something. So when you're sick, or, you know, Alex is sick, or the kids are sick, is there like a set thing that you always do?
Yes, child. Yes. So okay, what's if routine? If you know the nose Frida, if you know what it is, if you don't know what the nose Frida is, it's a snot sucker, essentially. There's no way I can put that like ladylike. It's a snot sucker. It is my go-to, especially when they're little and they don't know how to blow their nose. There's no shame in my game. I still have it today. Aria's 3, mm-hmm. and I suctioned her out. You know, I was suctioning her out last week periodically. But, yes, it works for me. It clears them out, especially Arya. You know, she's three. She can't really blow her nose. They hate it, and they don't hate it any less as they get older. I feel like, if anything, they hate it more because they're more aware. They know what's coming.
Yeah.
I haven't done it on AJ in a long time, but he's also five. But yes, child, the snot sucker is definitely, I know some people don't use the snot sucker and they wanted to use the neti pot thing, that also where it's just clearing them out whenever they're congested. It, I feel like it cuts the recovery time, and it just makes them feel, and they sleep sound, you know, more sound when you do it. And, you know, because then they can breathe and they can sleep longer and whatnot. So,
yeah.
Yes, I love the nose Frida. I know a lot of parents that aren't a fan. I know a lot of parents that tried it and it never worked.
It really does scare you that, like, you're going to suck out snot in your mouth, though.
Well,
like,
there's a little filter on it that's supposed to
stop.
I know,
that's why people haven't done it that I know. They're like, oh, I'm just scared. I was scared too, but I was like, you know what?
I never thought
I'm
going
to get over it. Like, let me just.
I never thought I would love
out.
Anybody enough to
risk
to,
it.
To want to suck their snot out with essentially a really long straw. But that's parenthood, man.
It really is.
You gotta get your hands.
So that's your number one thing.
That's my number one thing. As soon as they start like not feeling good, as soon as I hear like the stuffy, the little runniness, yes, child, let me section you out. It's, and then also, which I didn't know this until I became a parent, but and I don't know if this was a thing when I was young. If it was, my mom never partook in this, but chewable medication for the kids, it's a must.
Oh yeah,
chewable Tylenol, chewable ibuprofen, chewable allergy medicine. Listen, just yeah, I never got that kind of stuff. My mom, I learned how to take pills very early in my childhood.
That doesn't sound good.
Or sometimes my mom would tell the doctor, like, oh, can you give it in a liquid form? But then the liquid form, at least when I was young, it always tasted awful.
Yeah.
I feel like pharmaceutical companies have gotten a little tiny bit better.
Cherry was never cherry.
I know.
Grape,
I feel
like
now
it
tastes
harsh.
Things taste better. Like, medicine has advanced to where, you know, it's a little bit more manageable. But growing up, I never had... Other than that pink stuff, what was it? Penicillin? Whatever.
Amoxicillin?
Yeah. That stuff always tasted like bubble gum. But anything else, it was just... It was either take the liquid form that was probably going to taste like booty or learn how to swallow pills. So...
I'm glad you cleared that up.
I don't remember ever having, the only thing I ever remember having a chewable form was vitamins, like the Flintstone vitamins.
I was about to say Flintstone vitamins, yeah. Those things were nasty.
I never had medication in chewable form. So even if I spiked a fever, it was Tylenol, either liquid or pill. Like, so I would have appreciated the chewable, but yes, please get the chewable. Do yourself a favor, get the chewable. Mm-hmm. I have the liquid form of things as like a backup, but yeah, it just get the chewable, child. Like, it's there. What a time to be alive. Like,
I will say my rituals are always, I swear by a humidifier, like swear
so do you
by
have
it.
A humidifier,
especially
like, in every room.
No, so when Zion was born, he had an elephant one. It was so cute. And then I tried to find one for Carolina. I guess they discontinued the animals. It was Crane. That was the brand.
Oh, okay.
And then now we have just a regular, like, just Crane humidifier. Like, it's like a teardrop shape or something.
Oh, okay.
But nothing special. So,
but wait, what happened
Zion
to the
had
elephant
one in his
one?
Room. The elephant one either
Did it break?
Broke. Oh. Or, yeah, it broke, or, like, there was a piece that wouldn't go back on it. Mm. Something like that. Like, when we cleaned it. Because when you clean them, it says to use, like, distilled white vinegar, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I swear by the humidifier. Like, as soon as I'm sick, even with COVID, that was, like, top tier. I remember one of my old coworkers and people, like, I went to college with her. She listened to one of our episodes because she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, I remember you saying on your podcast that you had, like, COVID when you were pregnant. What did you do? And I was like, number one thing is a humidifier, girl. So I don't know what it is, but it just always, like, I know it's doing its job. Like, it opens me up and does what it needs to do. So, like, Carolina, she's coughing. I'm like, humidifier. Zion, humidifier. Like,
so you just sit them, like, next humidifiers to it or whatever? Room.
Yeah, I put it in their rooms. They have their fans going, so it just circulates in the room. It's just, I love humidifiers even if I'm not sick. But that's the number one thing. I mentioned earlier when the kids are sick, I usually make them, like, which they thankfully have never been so sick that it's warranted this. I'm just more like, oh, if you want to be comfy, like, here's the couch. So I'll just put, like, a blanket on the couch, and then I'll grab their pillows, put their pillows, set them up. And then I'll grab, like, their favorite blankets, lovies, whatever, and I'll let them sit there, and then I'll either turn on the TV or I'll give them the tablet. I'll have, like, their water ready next to them and just kind of, like, keep them comfortable. Oh. My mom always did that for us, even as an adult. Like, when I was living with my mom, I had the stomach flu really bad, and she, like, just took care of me and was like, okay, here are these things, whatever, you know. Mm. So, those are things that I've carried
Gigi
over,
is the
and
best,
like,
truly,
she really is. So, I think those are, like, my go-to.
Oh,
I think now
I do let the kids sleep in our bed if they're not feeling, like, specifically if they have a fever.
Yeah,
I do,
because you want to check on them.
Yeah, I do let them, which is mostly AJ. But yeah, if they're not feeling well, they can sleep in the bed with me, or we can go to the couch and sleep, you know, close and whatnot. So
yeah, I do like snuggling up next to the kids, like, if they're sick, because I just want to make, like, let me hear your breathing, let me, like, you know. Do my little analysis. But the thing is Carolina, what's so crazy is when she was born, she obviously loved sleeping with me. On me. And then once she hit, like, almost 11 months, she started sleeping in her own room. And she will not sleep in our bed. She will not sleep in the room with us. Like, there have been times, this was months ago, but she'll get up and I'll be like, do you want to lay in my bed? Yeah. But then she won't go to sleep. And then I'll be like, do you want to get in your bed? Yeah. Put her in her bed. She goes right back to sleep. So she's like,
little Miss
only in her bed. Yeah. Whereas Zion's like, I want to live
See,
with you.
See, even as children, it's almost like girls are just hardwired to be more independent in ways that the boys aren't. Because, AJ's the one that mostly is like, I'm not feeling well. Can I sleep in mommy's bed? And Aria, you know, it's you have to kind of offer it to her. But I will say thankfully my children have been pretty healthy. They haven't gotten super, super sick. We believe that they got COVID when we got COVID. But
I
we
just
didn't
assumed
know
that
for
my
sure.
kids had it. Yeah.
We didn't know for sure because we weren't finna, like, swab their noses or whatever. I did go through a situation where Aria was hospitalized, and that was the most heartbreaking thing ever.
I'm sure.
She was she had to be put on oxygen.
Did she have RSV?
It was an upper respiratory infection. She was pulling her chest, like, her chest was pulling really, really bad. And they were like, yeah, because I was like, this is not normal. Like, because they tried, when we went to the pediatrician office, they try to obviously, you know, blow you off and be like, oh, you know. And it wasn't until I took her shirt off and I showed, you know, the physician assistant, like, look at how she's pulling. Like, this isn't normal.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, I'm gonna send you over there just in case. And we ended up being there for what felt like an eternity, but it was probably like 3 or 4 days. And she was, I think she was like one, like right. She had just turned one. So it was very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Alex obviously couldn't be there because we had AJ. So Alex kind of held down the fort at home, and I stayed there. The people at the Children's Hospital were literal angels. But that was probably this, I didn't even know they made like little gowns that small. And she had like the grippy socks. I didn't know they made grippy socks that small. And she was on oxygen, and it was tough. There was this, I couldn't really fall asleep. If I fell asleep, it was the most uncomfortable little like pull out bed in the I didn't shower for like 2 days because when we went to the hospital, I packed her stuff, but I didn't even think about packing an extra outfit for me. And I mean, was
you're
only
just kind of in like go mode.
Yeah, and I was the only one in the room, so like the nurses could come and like watch her while I took a shower, but I was like, I'm not trying to do all that. The good thing was, because I was breastfeeding still, they would give me a meal like while like during the hospital stay. But yeah, that was rough, and I've never felt more powerless. Like I was like, and it's so hard to like explain to them, you know, she's one. Oh my gosh. I don't recommend. AJ never got hospitalized. Thank good. So, and hopefully that's the first and last for Aria, but oh my gosh, that's a level of heartbreak that those are the kind of things that kept me from wanting to have children when I was younger, was just like knowing that you would feel that heartbreak for them so intensely, even when they're not hospitalized and they're just super sick and they're like miserable.
That's
like,
my thing. I think that's why
I
really do think that's why I go above and beyond when they're sick, because it's like, for me, I know how to handle that. Like I said, I'm grown, so I'm gonna be able to handle it. If I gotta drag myself on the floor to get to the bathroom to do what I gotta do, like, as long as you're not sick and you don't have it, like, I will suffer through that.
Yes.
And I think that's why I have such a hard time when the kids are sick, because I'm just like, I want to take that from you. Like,
yes.
I don't want to be sick whatsoever, but if it means that you're not sick and you don't have to suffer, like, I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling so much. Just seeing that, even, like, just coughs, I'm like, okay, like, I really want you to just stop coughing. Like, what can I give you to stop coughing?
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. It's just anything that I'm like, I don't want you to feel icky in any way. I just want you to be, you know.
Yeah. I get that. That's one of the things that, like, looking back, you know, I would tell people, no, I'm not having kids because, like, what if they get sick? Like, then I'm going to be a wreck. And here I am. They get sick and I'm a wreck. And like,
every time,
you could save yourself a lot of heartbreak and that feeling, that guilty feeling and that powerless feeling, if you just never had them. But you would also never feel that joy and that like intense unconditional love. So you know, it's a give and take. Like, it's up to you. If you're doubting, don't have children. But if you're on the fence, just don't do it. but I feel you. It's definitely like, I want to take it away. I want to, you know, and I'm extra, like, I extra spoiled them. Like, not like you, where I can make them like a little spot on the couch, because realistically, like, they're not going to stay in there. But if they want to have ice cream for lunch because their throat hurts,
oh my gosh,
that's fine with me. Like,
sure, I want some too. Let me fix my bowl.
Like, because obviously your throat hurts and the cold is, it's soothing. So yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, whatever you want, baby.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is I don't want my kids to feel like when they're sick that they're not, they don't have the tools to be able to take care of themselves, or mm-hmm. or to feel guilty for doing things to take care of themselves. Like you said with the ice cream thing, it's like, okay, well, ice cream can, it doesn't have to just be a dessert. Like, it mm-hmm. can also be like, hey, I'm sick, like, I could treat myself to some ice cream right now. Like, I don't want them to feel yeah. guilty about those things, you know? So
I never want my kids to feel like they need to push through if they're not feeling well, you know, because I remember yeah. as a kid, sometimes my mom would send me to school sick, or, you know, and sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes as a child does, I was bluffing, but some other times I really didn't feel good, you know, but she yeah. couldn't afford to just call off work and stay home with me. So it was either yeah. I would stay home by myself and be sick, or I could go to school and be sick at school. And I definitely don't want to, yeah, I definitely don't want my kids to feel like they need to push through and you know, specifically with school, because, like, I already know my kids aren't going to be the kids that have perfect attendance. I don't, not that there's anything wrong with that, boo-boo, you do you, but sometimes you need a day. Sometimes, you know, yeah. There are going to be times, not often, but there are going to be times where, you know, if they don't want to go to school, shoot.
Yeah.
Let me put some PTO in. I do think PTO that warrants its want... own
episode.
For sure. Yeah. My bad. But.
Oh, no. No, you're good. I was just saying, like, that's a good point because, like, I have thoughts on that, too. I like, literally remember thinking back on my childhood and thinking, like, man, I remember some days just waking up and be like, I just do not want to go. And I forced myself to go. And I would still have a good day, but it would just be like, mm-hmm. man, like, those were the days where, like...
Or, like, even on your break. Birthday, like, well, what, your birthday's in the summer. My birthday, I was always yeah. in... It almost always fell on a weekday growing up. And I was it was always a school, like... And it was like, now looking back, I'm like, man, she could have just not sent me. It was my birthday, you know? Like, I mean, right. I loved school, don't get me wrong, but... She could have just not sent me on my birthday. Like, or the, like, yeah. the very first time I got my period. Like, she could have just kept me home.
Like, yeah, like, not I'm in not the mood. With any of these tools to be able to handle my body bleeding.
I know, like...
Send me to school and let me bleed out my pad because I didn't put it on right.
Yeah, thanks. Like, it's just... yeah, there's just certain things. It's like, yeah, no. I already know my kids aren't going to have perfect attendance, and that's fine.
Well, to wrap this up, I think one of the biggest takeaways that you might need is if you're on the fence, like Yami said about having kids, like if you don't want to get your eyes sneezed into or
child
boogers wiped on you and snot, mm-hmm. Like I remember the first time Zion was 9 months when he got his first cold. And I remember his nose just kept running, and I was just holding him, and there was just snot all over my shirt, and I didn't even care, because I was like, oh, my baby's sick. But, like, if that stuff bothers you, you know, maybe...
Maybe not. Maybe, yeah. You know.
Maybe not yet.
And you can say, like, oh, well, I'm never gonna... Like I said, I'm never gonna suck snot, but you will. Probably. Most likely.
There's a lot of things that you will give up just for your sanity and to see mm-hmm. your kids feel better.
Exactly.
There are a lot of things. So, I don't know. I just... Sickness sucks. And we really hope that, like, all the babies are staying safe and kids are staying safe out there. And the parents. Because, as I was saying, I was getting to... If you get your eyes sneezing too, you're sick.
Listen.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah. If they drink after you, if you drink after them, whatever they got yeah, at school, they'll bring that. It home. Whatever they got at daycare, yeah. they'll bring it home. They're like little, just think of them as like little germ magnets.
It's petri dishes. They just grow. they capture the germ and then they just grow more. Yeah.
And if that's not your speed, boo-boo, probably just wait. Just wait on having them, you know? do yourself.
It's not
a
fun,
favor.
But I do hope that you guys take, you know, some ideas from our rituals. That's why I was trying to like bring that in there, you know, because like I said, that humidifier. But I hope you guys are staying safe and getting over all the sicknesses. We are trying to work on that in our households. Hopefully successfully before all of the chaos begins.
For sure. I'm over this. Warmer weather. Yeah. Hurry up.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram.
At Moms in the Trenches Pod.
And if you have any questions, just let us know. And send your friends. Follow us. And we hope that you guys are staying safe.
Yes. Please feel better if you're not feeling better. If you're in the trenches of cold and flu season, we're right there with you, boo. We'll get through it.
All right.